Beloved of God. Words from Jesus.
My dear love, thank you for serving me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for being mine. I want to take this time to thank you for all you give. I often ask you to praise me, both because it makes me happy and because it's good for your spirit. But now I want to give you some praise. I want to let you know how much I love you and how thankful I am for your sticking with me, even when the going has gotten rough. Please know that I will always be with you. Sometimes you have a hard time seeing my presence when you are in the midst of your troubles. But if you will hold on to your faith in me, my love will pour over you and fill you with comfort and hope that will strengthen you to face any trouble, pain, stress, and all the little things that clutter your life and make it less than beautiful. My love is greater than all these and will abide with you in all things. You have manifested your love for me, and I will continue to show my love for you. Remember that no matter what happens, no matter how badly you think you may have failed or fallen short, I love you. That will never change, no matter what. That is a sure fact that you can hold on to, come hell or high water. I love you, and because I love you, you can know that everything will be okay. Come, sit at my side. I know you feel unworthy. I know you feel dirty in comparison to the beauty you sense here in my presence. But come and let my word wash you clean. As I speak to you my words of love and tenderness, every spot and stain is washed away. Every ache is healed and soothed. Every wound is tended to, and every tear is wiped away. Come, let me take you and whisk you away in the Spirit to sit by my side as I tell you of my love. All else fades from sight for the glory and beauty of what is before you in my heavenly realm. The love that we share cannot be measured. It is so vast, so wonderful, so completely beyond description. Any of my children who love me and desire my presence can draw close to me at any time of day or night. When you get quiet and reach out to me in prayer and communion, you are entering my heavenly realm and partaking of the peace and rewards of my spirit. Here there is total peace, rest, and love. When you seek me in spirit and join me in my heavenly realm, it helps you to take your mind off the cares of your world and brings things into perspective. Here, in the presence of my majesty, you realize again how perfectly I am in control. So come, my sweet one. Come often to our precious place of communion. You have significance simply because I love you. You are my beloved child. That is your identity. Don't measure your value in terms of how successful you are or what roles you play. You are valuable because I have declared you precious and honored. When life feels mundane and you are caught up in laundry, work, or cooking, it's easy to doubt your importance in my kingdom. Nothing could be further from the truth. When feelings of insignificance torment you, come and praise me. As you worship me, your identity becomes more firmly rooted in me rather than in who you know or what you do. Thank me for the price I paid for you. You are worth everything to me. When you praise me, you are more able to let go of worries about your worth and efforts to try to prove yourself. Always remember that you are a royal priest or priestess with a divine calling in my kingdom. It doesn't get any better than that. Your strength and your faith are indeed beautiful in my sight. When you feel you cannot go on one step further, when your world seems to be caving in on you and the difficulty almost seems too great, you look to me. You have faith that I will slip my hands underneath you and carry you over the raging waters. You look to me as a young child looks to her father, full of trust that he will care for her, that he will not let anything happen to her that would not work together for good for her. This faith that I will lift you up over the threatening waves and wind is pleasing in my sight. I cradle you, my darling, within the safety of my hands. And though you can see the storm raging about you, it cannot touch you because you are protected on all sides, hallowed in my loving hands, cared for as a precious gem, one that cannot be replaced, and therefore one that the Master never takes his eyes off of. I will continue to renew your spirit, to strengthen your body, and to lighten your heart. Prayer. Father, I belong to you. I am the apple of your eye, your beloved child. Thank you that you know all my fears, worries, and imperfections, yet you call me your beloved. It's not what I do, but what Christ did for me. There is no greater love than that. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.